In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. And a holy Lent. Every season of Lent begins in the same way. Jesus is still wet from his baptism with the words, "You are my son, my beloved," still ringing in his ears. And he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Immediately after Jesus received his call to public ministry in the waters of Jordan, and even before he had time to gather together his band of followers, Jesus is exiled for 40 days into the isolated, lonely desert. Just when he is at the point of complete starvation, just when he is about to end his wilderness journey, the devil creeps up on him. As seductive as only the devil can be, he uses scripture to test the Son of God. Wrestling with the temptations of self-sufficiency, power, and fame, Jesus counters his adversary with words of scripture as well. He tells the tempter that it is not his own power in which he places his complete trust, but in God his Father. Powerless, the devil can do nothing except slink away. Here in this desolate, barren wasteland of the wilderness, Jesus first confronts for himself what it means to be the chosen one. And it is here that he begins his journey to the cross. I retell this story to you because as we follow Jesus on the way to the cross this Lenten season, we are thus bound to follow him into that wilderness as well. Lent is the most important time of year to nurture our inner life. It is the time during which we not only prepare ourselves for the celebration and mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus, but also the death and resurrection that constantly takes place within each of us, within our very souls. Life is a continuing process of the death of old and the familiar, and being reborn again into a new hope, a new trust, a new love. The death and resurrection of Jesus, therefore, is not only a historic event, but it is an inner event that takes place in our own hearts when we are willing to be attentive to it. True repentance is an interior attitude in which we are willing to let go of everything that prevents us from growing into spiritual maturity. But spiritual maturity is not easy. Jesus tells us, go to your room, close the door, look within yourself, pray to your Father in heaven. Lent is a time to leave our comfortable, safe places and be led by the Spirit into our own spiritual deserts. The wilderness is a dangerous and disoriented environment for us. In it, we find ourselves vulnerable and alone. In it, we are compelled, as Jesus was, to face the demons of our own lives and see how we have been tempted to trust only ourselves and turn away from our God. In the loneliness of the wilderness experience, we come to see ourselves as we truly are. Now, many times I hear people ask, what should I give up for Lent? should it be chocolate or coffee or junk food? Giving up something for Lent has become kind of like our New Year's resolutions. We are ambitious in our efforts to give up some bad habit, or we desire to change something we don't like about ourselves. I encourage others not only to practice acts of fasting, but to take on a Lenten discipline, like praying evening prayer, or studying the Bible, or visiting people who are lonely or who are sick. All of these practices of giving up come out of our very best intentions to be faithful participants in this holy season. But as I reflect on some of my own past Lenten experiences, I realize that at the end of the season, I would pat myself on the back so proud of not sneaking one piece of bread. The practice, however, was for me just a practice. It did nothing to lead me deeper into any real time of self-examination. And so these practices can and should be entryways into the wilderness journey. Too often, however, we stand at the threshold on the edge of the desert, unwilling to go any further onto the path of self-discovery, unwilling to stand before God, open our hearts up to the mercy and healing that only come from God. James Healy writes, "Whether we gaze with longing into that beautiful garden where Adam and Eve first walked, or whether we look with fear and trembling into the desert, of this we can be sure: God has walked there first. And when we who have sinned and dishonored the garden are challenged now to face this desert, we do not face it alone. Jesus has gone there before us to struggle with every demon that has ever plagued the human heart. Now face the desert we must if we are to reach the garden. But Jesus has gone there before us. In the lonely days of his desert journey, tempted and taunted by the devil's alluring words, Jesus came to know more clearly of his belovedness and the path he must take as God's chosen one. And so it is with us. It is in the solitude of this wilderness where we are confronted by the demons in our lives that tempt us to deny our need for God and God alone. It is also in the solitude of the wilderness that we are able to hear more clearly God calling us by name and calling us chosen ones. Finally, it is in the solitude of the wilderness that we walk side by side with Jesus to the cross and through the empty tomb into new life. In this season of Lent, I encourage you to enter into that wilderness. Don't just stand beyond the desert's border, hoping to look on from a safe vantage point. Dare to enter into the work and the struggle of the wilderness experience, and so discover more fully who you are and who your God is calling you to be. Take heart. We do not go this way alone. We do not face it alone. Jesus has gone before us, and Jesus will be there with us in the midst of our wilderness. Amen.